It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security. Welcome to the National Security Hour. Today, my guest is Dr. Li Mingyan. We've had her on several times here before, but today we're going to continue our dialogue on China's unrestricted warfare, but this time with a focus on a real-life story, a story you must hear, a story you've probably not heard, okay? As we speak to Dr. Yan about her flight from communist China, risking her life for liberty. Today we're going to keep this focus on unrestricted warfare, but tie it to her personally, okay? Because Dr. Yan tries to continually educate Americans on the evils of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, the threat they pose, and the battles she continues here now in America by her posts on X, formerly known as Twitter. This includes discussions on some key pieces of information she's posted and what they mean, a bit more background on them if we get to that. Now, why are we going to discuss this? Because Dr. Yan continually tries to inform Americans about the evils of the CCP, and she has a tremendous following. But sometimes people don't understand what's really going on behind the scenes. This is not just some amorphous social media posts where there's, you know, you do your posts, your likes, you block people, okay? This is a real life scenario in which Dr. Yan has to fight every day to maintain her own life, okay, and her own liberty, because those people are out there on X and other places trying to put forth their lies, their false narratives, and trying to impede her message on the CCP. So it's incredibly important for our listeners to understand that Dr. Yan has risked a lot, including her life, in coming here to America to reveal the truth about COVID-19. Many in our USA take our freedoms for granted. Okay, we live in the most privileged country in the world, but our people take those freedoms for granted. But you must understand, freedom is not free. In her case, Dr. Yan has paid a great price in having to distance herself from her family, her culture, the life she knew, and to include continued threats to her life here in America. So before I introduce Dr. Yan, let me remind our listeners that our discussions are part of an ongoing series where we try to provide a strategic perspective, assessments, analysis, and insights to give the audience a deeper understanding of the importance of unrestricted warfare and how the CCP, the evil CCP, uses ideology, religion, and issues as the ways to fulfill their strategy. I engage with Dr. Yan on her weekly program, The Voice of Dr. Yan, which I highly recommend. It plays Saturdays and Sundays here on America Out Loud Talk News Radio. Okay, you should listen to that, as she also comes on the National Security Hour with me. So without further ado, for those folks who aren't familiar with Dr. Li Mingyan, she's a medical doctor, PhD virologist, and independent coronavirus expert. She was educated at the top two medical schools in China, Southern Medical University, and Central South University. She was also a postdoctoral fellow in the School of Public Health at the University of Hong Kong. And she has a weekly broadcast, as I said. It plays Saturday and Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern. Okay, The Voice of Dr. Yan. So Dr. Yan, let me welcome you and go to our first question here. For what you're willing to share, please give us some insights to our audience into what you've had to sacrifice and what you had to go through to get here to America, just to unveil the truth of what's been going on with COVID, something that I don't think very few people have heard before. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. My story is very kind of complicated in this way, because they have tried, the other side, Communist China, has tried the best using national power to find me out and disappear me. And the thing is, when I escape from Hong Kong, that was back to end of April 2020. At that time, I was still the postdoc fellow in the University of Hong Kong. So during my work, I also doing my research investigation on behalf of WHO for COVID-19 origin, because that was signed by my boss, Dr. Liu Peng, as well as the whole team, because the team is WHO reference lab. So it's our responsibility. And that was the secret task. I was warned to be aware and not touch the red line, if not cross the red line. If not, I will be disappeared and no one can help me. However, the thing is, these supervisors, experts, they didn't know. Actually, no one, almost no one around me knows that I have secretly delivered the message, the information I collected from Wuhan, from Beijing, from Guangzhou, from all over China to the international world through the media for over 3 months. So when they, I mean, when CCP finally kind of identified me as a whistleblower in Hong Kong, at that time, they won't silence me, definitely. Luckily, I got warning from Mr. Muda, the host of Muda Media, who had his exclusive sources inside CCP. So he told me in the middle of April that I need to go to US if I want, because if not, I will be disappeared. And according to his source, that I was already on the target. And we don't know whether I can escape the successful. It was not easy, right? So from the middle April 2020 to the end of April, there were almost 2 weeks. And during these 2 weeks, a lot of very scary things happened, because from that time, at that time, Muda won't help me, but he is not capable to help me alone. So at that time, he thought there were two anti-CCP, claimed anti-CCP non-profitable foundation based in New York, Rule of Law Foundation, Rule of Law Society, established by Miles Guowen-Gui, a billionaire, claimed he's a dissident at that time. Now he's in jail. And also, not only because of him, it's also because of he made this foundation and put Steve Bannon as a chairman. And for Chinese, we don't know much about Bannon. We thought he is Trump's previous top officer, and he's working on anti-CCP with Miles Guo. That's all we know. Mm-hmm. So when Muda turned to get help from Guo, and Guo already claims that that foundation used to save dissidents from China or Hong Kong. So it's kind of Guo tried to help me. But turns out later, I mean later, after over 1 year, we figure out that Guo is CCP's Ministry State Security agent, pretending to be anti-CCP dissident to infiltrate, especially targeting conservative parties, targeting Trump, targeting other conservative Americans to spread misinformation, to conduct the cognitive warfare against especially conservative parties. So he was packaged as a billionaire. Yeah. And also, at that time, when Guo heard this information, he was so exciting. He did the video call with me, confirmed my identity, because previously, although CCP won't know who I am, Guo didn't know. And he, when he saw my, when he knew my identity, and also he arranged Bannon talk to me, he also arranged other people from Conservative Party talk to me. Those Americans, they thought what I talk makes them feel I'm credible. So Guo plays a trick here. Actually, now we know, at that time, Guo sold my information to CCP, and that triggered other communist members. So what happened is, Wei Han, during those 2 weeks, Miles Guo pretend he's helping me to go to US, but he asked me to write down what I know about COVID-19 before I leave. He said US side need to evaluate all the things. And it took me time to write down. On the other hand, he like CCP knows who I am and confirmed on my identity. And there is another group of people who heard this information from communist China, who I believe related to my boss in the WHO reference lab, Dr. Malik Pereira, and my husband, Mahen Pereira, Dr. Mahen Pereira. So this become more complicated because Malik is international communist from Sri Lanka. And so when they know that the things change on my side, I realized my husband's attitude changed. He heard that I would go to US, I want to persuade him with me. He knows that I exposed some information to all the media, though he doesn't know how much. But he tried to stop me. In the beginning, he has threatened me that you can't go to US. I quote his original word. You can't go to US. Mm-hmm. Whoever help you go to US, I will kill them. We have enough people there. We have enough ways. I have, do you will kill me? And he didn't deny or say anything else. He just stared at me at that time. And later when Mousebook confirmed my information and when Malik knows that, my husband, because he worked with Malik like 7 hours, 7 days, 24 hours like that for over 10 years. So his attitude become even more weird. And he tried to bring me to some private clinic for some examination. And that cannot persuade me. He said that's for, because he won't have baby. But actually I checked, the clinical he found is a homosexual clinical for homosexual couples to have babies. So that made me very suspicious and I refused. And then I get the same time, I get the heart problem. Immediately, like I feel very tired, very weak, fatigued, can't breathe well, and even feel I cannot go to work at all. So I have to stay at home for 3 days and until the 2 days before I go to US. At that time, I didn't know I will go to US. I have no tickets yet. My school hasn't given me. And that was Monday, should be 26 April. The morning, my husband received a phone call from Malik. They are talking in Sri Lankan language. I can't understand, but it was a short phone call and they mentioned my English name, Scarlett. My husband was very nervous. After that, he cooked me breakfast as usual. And that was 2 fried eggs plus some raw potato slice. And he wanted me to finish all of that. And he said he would bring me to the seaside to have fun. I had finished one of the egg because at that time, I don't really trust him. And he said he's going to bring me to seaside. He told me it's not a public seaside, it's something very fresh. He just recently found it's remote. And at that time, do you know the background? It's during 2019 Hong Kong pro-democracy protest. There were many anti-CCP people were found dead in the sea, naked or not. And the police, the government all claim they are, that is commit suicide or there's nothing wrong. So seaside was not a good way at that time. And after that, I feel kind of very sleepy. And my husband just tried to persuade me to finish 2 eggs and tried to bring me out as soon as possible. I just told him I can't finish and I fall asleep again and again. From morning around 8 to 9 a.m., even until 2 p.m., I cannot keep awake for a while. Every time I wake up, my husband came to watch me, said, finish the egg, and then I will go to bring you to the seaside. You have no problem. You just need to go out.
Wow.
Finally, he saw I didn't take the eggs. He saw it. And I know that definitely there's something wrong with the egg. I should be put drugs. And then at that time, I connected Mr. Luda, and Luda pushed my school to buy me tickets as soon as possible. And I can't finish writing down what I know because I know too much for the over 3 months from end of December 2019. I keep collecting information every day from my sources in China, from labs, hospital, government. So I can't finish. And then Miles Guo saw I can't finish writing down. Then he asked the foundation to purchase me the flight tickets on 28th April. So in short, at that day, I managed to escape and took the flight. Although there are so many details in that was really like the those kind of movie, very
Yes.
risky, almost get caught. But anyway, because Monday, the day after I took the X, I went back to the office. My colleagues saw I was very pale. They were so scary. They just pushed me to go to see the doctor. They helped me to make the appointment with emergency doctor in Hong Kong U. And the doctor saw me, my heart rate at rest at that time, over 130, and they didn't know what happened because I was so healthy. So they
Wow.
want me to do a lot of physical checks the next day. And altogether, these things make him kind of lose vigilant. He thought I'm so sick. That's why on Tuesday, I could manage to escape, avoid his surveillance, because we are kind of working together.
Yeah.
And I took the flight directly, go to Los Angeles, and then I was stopped by the customer once I arrived.
Wow. Well, Dr. Yan, so we're going to go to break right now. This is just an amazingly scary story. Just a real life story that the people here must hear. So thank you. We're going to come back. I have a lot of follow-on questions for this here. For those listening, make sure you have America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on iHeartRadio 24/7. Go to AmericanOutloud.news, AmericanOutloud.news. And you can find our station. You can find Dr. Yen's show, The Voice of Dr. Yen, and the National Security Hour, and many other shows. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of five-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoglund, your host this evening. And with me in a enthralling thriller, but a real life thriller, is Dr. Yen, who's now given us some insights in terms of what happened to her and how she was able to escape Hong Kong. So Dr. Yen, you know, there's so many questions here before we go on from where you left off as you're just getting ready to escape Hong Kong. Is for our audience to just think about this for a minute. She takes the risk first of getting information out to lewd media, okay, and anti-CCP organization. That's risk number one. And the Chinese monitor damn near everything. All right. So very hard to do just in that. And then she relays the information to her husband, and you can hear from her voice and listen to what she just said. He then begins acting strangely, has different discussions in other lengths, Sri Lankan language and stuff, and then tries to poison her. Okay. Based on what she's saying, or tries to poison her, which is, you know, just unbelievable. Thankfully, her colleagues saw that, had her go to the doctor. But during all this stuff, it's almost like a living nightmare. During the same time, then she has to try to get past her sickness, the sleepiness and stuff, and find her way to the airport and stuff. And you still have all this surveillance going on. And so just amazing, Dr. Yen. You have me speechless. Once you pick up as you're getting to the airport and how you're able to make it out of Hong Kong.
So one thing is I was lucky because I'm not a mainland China citizen at that time. I hold Hong Kong passport. So although there were travel ban, I still could enter the United States. And also, very luckily, several months before the pandemic, I came to the US to visit a friend. So I still hold a valid US visa. So these two things make me have no problem to enter the US. However, I was immediately stopped when I brought my luggage in Los Angeles airport because there is an 8-hour gap and I will take the next flight to New York. So that comes very dramatic too because there were two customer officers waiting for me. They just walked to me and said, "Are you Li Mengyan? And come with me." And so I came with them to go to their working place. And initially they start to ask me questions about my basic information. So I give them the information they are checking. And then they were talking, they're asking why I came there. So I told them, because it lasted for a while, I was very nervous because I heard there are a lot of CCP's agents in Los Angeles. To be honest, I really don't know what happened. So I told them finally, I said, "Please don't hurt me. Don't send me back to China. I came here because I'm the whistleblower of COVID-19 and China is hunting me. And please protect me." So they tried to know what exactly happened. And they bring my luggage and other things, go to check, and then come back to ask me questions. And also after a while, I mean, they were very nice to me. After a while, they bring the FBI came. And actually, I was so excited to see FBI. When the two FBI agents showed me, "I'm the FBI, this is my license, we believe you, but we won't trust you. So would you like to talk to us?" I said, "Oh, it's the first time I see the live FBI agents. I saw a lot of movies." Yeah. So they bring me to an individual room, ask me what I know about COVID, why I came here and something. I have shown them a screenshot that I have video talk with Mao Zedong and Steve Bannon and Mr. Moody. Mm-hmm. I said, you know Bannon, right? He's the guy on TV. So maybe that makes them feel something very interesting. And so anyway, after several hours talking, the agent said, "Yeah, we believe you. You want to go to," because he said, "If I can't convince them, I can't make them trust me, I can't go to New York." But after like around 2 hours talking, they make the note and they said, "Yeah, we will help you to go to New York." And even at that time, Homeland Security team appeared. They were also nice. They talked with FBI and said, "Oh, what can we help you? Do you need our protection?" I said, "Yes, please protect me. I'm so scary." And then they just disappear. So the thing is, after whole 8 hours, almost 8 hours talking, they confirmed I'm telling the Onyx Sings, and I'm here to help the United States know the COVID origin. And the customer officer was very nice to me. They asked me, oh, will we see you on TV later? I said, should be, huh? And later I got evidence that actually during around 10-hour flight between Hong Kong and Los Angeles, why the customer are so aware of me? Because China embassy put me as a missing person. How could they do that? My husband helped the police, and plus some of my school alumni who are working with CCP as agent among students and teachers, they create my case and managed to find someone who know me, also worked as police in California, to report to local police that I'm a missing person kidnapped by others. So the family wanted me to be deported for my safety. And China embassy using this pretext to intervene, try to deport me in the custom. Fortunately, American officers are not that stupid and not that crafty. I mean, they really did their work and they talked to me and they realized it's not that easy. So they allowed me to go to the United States and I went to New York after that.
Wow. I mean, so for the audience here, just listening to what Dr. Yin's telling you, you live here in a free state, a free country. You have individual rights and freedoms like no place else on earth. Now, here's a woman who's seen what happened with the COVID virus and the millions of people who are dying from it. Risks her life, has her husband try to poison her, apparently, and then has to go through all these different ropes and things while she's sick and trying to escape from Hong Kong. Thank God you had the Hong Kong passport and the valid visa still, because otherwise they would have been able to probably stop you completely unless you did some sort of secret type of escape here. But think of that for Americans, is that they would make her disappear in a heartbeat, as they make hundreds of thousands of people in China each year disappear. Okay. This is the story behind when you see Dr. Yin's posts on X, you see her on Fox News or with Dr. Drew or with other celebrities and stuff like that. They're always talking about the information she has on China and COVID and stuff like that. But the reason I wanted to talk to her today on this is because this is the story you all need to hear. This is the reality of the evil CCP regime. This is the reality of the evil. And I want you to go into a little bit in terms of Mr. Gao, because this is really important also, because there's been a number of conservative fundraising events around the United States that Mr. Gao was involved in and provided lots of funding. Guo. Thank you.
Gao is a name.
No, that's very good. You know, correct my pronunciation, but he provided funding to a number of these different events. But what you're hearing from Dr. Yin is that if this man is truly a CCP spy, okay, a front, and for one thing, any billionaire in China is a member of the CCP, okay, plain and simple. You don't get to be a billionaire in China like Jack Ma, okay, or other places unless you are a member of the CCP. So the fact that he plays this anti-CCP thing is very interesting. But you could see from Bannon and others and these conservative events, a lot of people bought into that because China knows they buy into what? The money. And they get the money. And they get these people to sign up for different things, okay? And then they find different compromising information on them. And then the route continues in terms of how they compromise people and get themselves into the party, get themselves into the echelons of the United States of America. So Dr. Yin, can you give us a little bit more background in terms of Mr. Guo and also Lewd Media? Because I've been on with you a number of times, Mr. Lewd's program, stuff like that. And for Americans, you need to understand it, you know, now with Google Translate and stuff, you can look at his post as well on X. You can look at his material on X, and he does American translations, but he also has the Chinese translations. But this is where you're going to get real information, as Dr. Yin had pointed out, from sources you'll never see anyplace else in the United States. Okay. And our intelligence community and national security apparatus folks ought to be leveraging, if they're not already, Lewd Media's contacts, Dr. Yin, and their knowledge stuff to help fight the CCP and drive them. But give us a little bit more insight in terms of Mr. Bull and what's happened there with Lewd Media and how you've been able to set up to help continue to broadcast on that platform and tell people what's actually happening in China.
So yes, Mr. Lu is very strongly anti-CCP and Xi Jinping, and he's very, I would say he's a very brilliant person. He's an engineer background, so he has this kind of engineer trained thinking with very strong logics to analyze things. And he, because he was a businessman in China, before he came to US in 2015, he has a lot of experience about Chinese society, much more than me. I only stay in the university and the hospital. And in the Mao school, I mean, he jumped out around 2070, I remember, all the media focused on his story because he claimed he's escaped billionaire in China. He owns the best hotel, 6-star Pangu Hotel in Beijing. He owns so many properties, and he said he's persecuted by CCP. So he claimed he come here to reveal the darkness of CCP, and that's really draw attention from all over the world. And I get to know Mao's Guo because around 2019, Hong Kong pro-democracy protest. During that time, I see the change in Hong Kong. So I was looking for the truth, and I listened to many, many bloggers, and I listened to Guo, and I listened to Luda. And actually, I listened to Luda more than that, because Luda's analyzed every day in his live streaming twice broadcast based on the news. Really can make me feel, yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, that can be verified. But Guo Xing is more kind of talking about some inside information about who, which big guys get something, which big business guy has some scandal. I listened to some, but he always show his really strongly anti-CCP, and he also invite Lu De to help him at that time. So that's why I get to know both of them. And so turns out, I mean, within 1 year since I came to the US, although at that time I didn't see him until I realized his true face. I mean, in that 1 year, Guo is kept kind of call me and Luda have some kind of meeting like every 1 or 2 weeks. And also he's telling people that I'm saved by his campaign. And then also he said, this virus truth is so important. Of course, he want to help me to let people know that. Turns out a lot of things happened during that 1 year, including my husband came to New York and know my address. So he want to stop the Fox News to play the interview. He called Fox News and tried to postpone, delay, finally Fox News, the attorneys have to issue the statement that this guy is not reliable and place the interview about me. And also he is working with China's law enforcement to hunt me. Who gave him my address? Turns out it's Guo. So Guo want to use my reputation and the information I revealed about virus origin to further gain trust from conservative parties, further influence Americans. And during that, he could mix the misinformation to mislead you. And then at the same time, he want to figure out whether I have some other source behind me in China, who is Luda's other sources, and then they want to remove me and Luda.
So this is very interesting, because this goes to what we've been talking about on unrestricted warfare and cognitive warfare. Okay, so people think what she's saying here. Okay, Mr. Guo, and I hope I can pronounce that right, but yeah, I apologize if I don't. But here he is, and China understands they can't just come in America and grab people. In some cases, they actually do. They actually do grab some Chinese people and take them out of the country, okay, under duress. And they have done that with their police stations. So in this case here, they're looking to do the same thing to Dr. Yan. But they know that there's this network set up, this anti-CCP network, okay, much like in the old Soviet style, okay. One of the key aspects you want to do is understand how wide this network is, because obviously this source is inside China, inside the CCP at high levels and in secure positions, because the media has unveiled some very significant information over the last several years, right? What also people don't understand is Mr. Lude, from my understanding, was a former CCP member, because you have to, if you can do business, do that. But much like in the Soviet Union, people become disillusioned and they understand what the evils of the regime are. So my understanding is Mr. Lude also had to flee China, also had to go through a number of different duress and such. But what if you could talk to that for just a second, or?
No, just want to let you know, Lude is never a CCP member like me. That's why he can't become billionaire. And also, Lude has done some organized, like the people around him to do the protest for some unfair things happened in his cities. So he went to the blacklist. It's kind of at that time, when he flee to the United States, mm-hmm. he knows that because people around him are being arrested by CCP gradually, and he knows it will come to him because he was a leader. And so he can't stay there anymore.
No, thank you for clarifying that. So my apologies to Mr. Lude and stuff like that, Tim. But you can see that the web that they're weaving here, okay, the web that they've woven to try to infiltrate this network and understand the people of the network, because they're smart. They realize that just taking out one person or two people is not going to stop the network. So they have to infiltrate it. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk and follow on with this discussion with Dr. Yan. Just remember, all of our shows go to podcast typically a day after broadcast is heard here on Talk Radio. You can hear our talks on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, and iHeart Podcast, and many more. So be sure to go and subscribe and rate our shows, both Dr. Yan's and mine, on Apple Podcasts for us so we get your feedback. We'll be right back.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. We have an amazing interview today with Dr. Yan in terms of her flight from communist China and the trials and tribulations, the threats, and what she's had to go through to get here. and then what's been going on since, the insights that you I don't think you're going to hear anyplace else on any other broadcast, because it's just an amazing story. This is a thriller in action, but it's a real life story. It's not a made up story. And the people need to understand that, because her life remains on the line. Okay, the threats remain on the line. And much like the former Soviet Union, these evil folks don't give up. They hunt and they hunt, okay? And you have to constantly move, change your patterns of behavior, change your lifestyles, change where you live, because they don't stop. They're persistent in this. So as we left, we were talking about how the CCP was trying to infiltrate this network and such like that. So Dr. Yan, let's go back and talk a little bit about that. And then also how, you know, you became connected with Mr. Guo, but you also then disassociated. So tell us a little bit more in terms of that story and how that all developed, because you've slowly come to realize that this man is not your friend. He's part of this network to hunt you down. As you were talking about, they gave your address to your husband, who then also tried to stop you on Fox News and stuff. So back to you, Dr. Yan.
So, sir, yeah. So briefly, a lot of things happened during that period. And I gradually realized after just within several months that Miles Gould not really care about the virus truth. And he seems doesn't want to promote it even, not like he claimed every day through his broadcast. And I can feel clearly that he's using the information I'm giving, but he didn't stick to the truth. They always add something, deduce the information, and that is not the real truth. That would mislead people. Also, a lot of other things happen. Like, for example, when I listened to his words for quite a while, I could realize there are a lot of things without logics, and also even there are a lot of conflicts inside. Like, for example, when he talked about the death of one of his brother, at least that brother has died three times in his three broadcasts in 3 weeks. One brother. Okay, so these things make me feel very suspicious. And Luda also has been feeding, because Luda had his own broadcast, Luda Media, since 2018, and become very influential soon after, because he interviewed people and he comment a lot of news, kind of like the Fox News commentators, that kind of style. But Miles Guo just invited Luda to help him for free. And Luda thought Guo is really anti-CCP, so he won't help him. But then Luda, the more he contact Miles Guo, the more he realized Guo is not that simple. And instead, he found a lot of things. For example, since middle 2020, Guo started to raise money to the investment. He said he's a billionaire. He's going to bring anti-CCP Chinese people to be rich to compete with CCP. But Luda, because he was a businessman, he could realize a lot of things wrong, even illegal, potentially illegal, into this kind of investment. So Luda tried to stop Guo for many times, or remind him, or ask the foundation people to be aware of the things. But everyone only listened to Guo. Turns out now it's a RICO case, you know, criminal RICO case. And so Guo also shows his very dark part, because we could receive this kind of signals from him, that especially after the election, he thought Luda and I will use this. And then he tried to remove us. We could feel danger. A lot of things happened. I can't explain everything here, but we started to contact police and FBI. So I can tell you that the only time I met Miles Guo face to face is on an event on 3rd June 2021 in his apartment. He holds a big event to celebrate his campaign, New Federal State of China, for 1 year anniversary. Luda and I were invited there to meet him, to have lunch with him. We really didn't want to go. We feel so scary. He has bodyguards with guns there. We have nothing, but we reported to the police and other people. We get help from others, I can tell you. So finally, our friend told us that it should be okay. So we went there And at that day, in front of camera, Guo again implied me that, Dr. Yan, do you know who is watching you in front of TV? Your husband. I know he's watching you. I said, he doesn't understand Chinese. He can't watch our broadcast. And Guo said, no, he has people with him translating all the things. Turns out at that time, my husband entered the US again with a 2 years H-1B working visa. And that was out from American side. And then he's conducting Fox Hunt, targeting me again. So Guo is delivering this kind of threatening signals to me. And that's why just within 1 month, when Guo started to attack Colonel Lawrence Sadin, because Lawrence Sadin revealed my dangers and my husband's appearance in US on Bannon's war room, Guo told Bannon to ban Colonel Sadin forever. And Guo launched his campaign to smear Colonel Sadin, said he is CCP's running dog, and said, they also send life threats to Colonel Sadin, and they try to silence all the things because that clearly disturbed their plan to target, to hunt me.
Yes.
And after that, Oda and I separate from Guo in public because it was the right timing to do that.
So what Dr. Yan brings up here is very important. So when you look at her posts on X, you also see Dr. Lawrence Sellin, which is who she's talking about. Okay, he's been a dogged opponent of the CCP, and he's exposed a number of different things the CCP has been doing here in the United States, and the infiltration into some of our labs, our military organizations, and other things. Okay, so you need to pay attention to not just Dr. Li Mingyan's, but also Dr. Sellin's posts and what Mr. Liu does as well, because they're giving you insights that you're not going to see in the mainstream media. You're not going to see in the mainstream press. Why? Because from my perspective, China's bought off a lot of the mainstream media. They bought off a lot of the mainstream press. And when she's talking about having to go to the FBI and police to make sure things are okay for her to just do a visit within an apartment in New York City, okay, that should tell you something about how dangerous this type of business is, okay? This is where folks like Putin purposely have folks take and not only arrest people and put them in prison, as you've seen his opponents, but have them murdered, okay? China does the same thing. So when you're listening to Dr. Yan's story, and when you're listening to Mr. Lude and Lude Media stuff, you have to have these things in mind. So I got to ask a question here from a naive standpoint, okay? So Mr. Lude's been broadcasting since 2018 and moving out, stuff like that. How do people in China listen to him then? Because you have to know that China's locked down their internet. They locked down their different aspects. So what are the ways people actually then covertly listen to news like Mr. Lude or other, like Voice of America or other stuff, so they can get actual information?
Yeah, so there are many ways. Lude and Iran have huge population, like millions, or I think will reach maybe almost many millions of audience in China, according to my observation. And so there are many ways people could do, for example, using VPN. And also, when we see Oda play it on YouTube channel, actually that is only reflect some viewers through YouTube directly from overseas, most of them from overseas. But there are many volunteers, our followers, they would save the audio and even convert it into text and spread it in their way from different channels. And still, so this is very risky in China to read the medium's content, because they know that means something could shake CCP's ruling. So people are arrested always. Police and MSS, they're watching people, they are identified. That's why they are tracing IP address. And that's why the MSS people and fox hunting people infiltrate to lure media, pretend to be guests, and try to collect the information about the audience through lure media. And so they arrest a lot. We really have evidence. In China, this kind of arrested audience won't be put into public judgment. The government even only gives them some title like you are the theft, or you are the robber, or you are the reaper, because that could avoid them from the public crime records. So these people are all disappeared, but still we have a lot of audience following us because they know this is the almost the real only channel for the truth, and we are the real one, the only one have this kind of top sources from PLN CCP.
So this is really important. Okay, so Americans, you know, being a former Soviet studies expert, okay, what you're seeing here is almost a play-by-play of what happened in the former Soviet Union, because people there also had to find different ways to get media. Now, the fall of the Soviet Union happened before the major advent of the internet. Okay, so the internet today is a double-edged sword for China and Russia and other despot nations, because they can only control so much of the flow of information. As Dr. Yen points out, if you have 300 plus thousand students in the United States, you only need a small fraction of those to be able to copy, cut, paste, and store, right? So when you take a look at this, but when you take a look at what the people do to listen to freedom, to listen to their choice, okay, and listen to what they can hear from the United States, they also then risk their lives, okay? Because as Dr. Yin points out, if they're caught, they're put in prison or they disappear, because it's a threat. The truth is always a threat. And so Dr. Yin and I, in our discussions on unrestricted warfare and cognitive warfare, we continually highlight the need for the United States and our allies to have put forth a persistent, consistent set of strategic messaging, okay, that helps the people inside China understand that we're here to support them, that we support a one free China, that we support freedom and independence, okay? But we don't have that these days, okay? We have a bunch of businessmen, we have a bunch of politicians, and we have a bunch of Hollywood actors, all compromised by the CCP money, okay? Money, 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 okay? And it's as Lenin said in the old Soviet Union, sell the West the rope for which they'll hang themselves on, they'll buy it freely. And that's what you're seeing here in the United States. And that's why efforts like Dr. Yen and Lewd Media are so critical for Americans to understand. These types of efforts need to be ramped up, amped up, and amplified significantly, okay? China needs to start reacting to the reality and the freedom of what the truth is. But what we see day by day in the United States is us continually to react. Dr. Yen, we have about 4 minutes left in the presentation today, in the episode today. Just a fascinating discussion. What else would you like to relay to the audience that they haven't heard before, they haven't been able to get to before? Because I don't think you've been able to tell your story, which is just fascinating. Back to you, Dr. Yen.
Okay, I could tell the audience that many ask me who exactly Mao Zedong is, what kind of person, because even he's arrested last March into the prison and he faced over almost 200 year sentence now. Still, there are a lot of people claiming he's really anti-CCP, he's a hero. But we do have enough evidence and we have submitted it to the federal agencies already that Guo is agent assigned by Xi Jinping, and he came to the United States to conduct the very confidential operation as a top ministry state security agent, and that is to create an anti-CCP campaign to collect the real anti-CCP dissidents' information, like me or people, or older people following us, and then like CCP arrest them, disappear them. That is good for Xi Jinping's domestic control and overseas control among Chinese. On the other hand, conducted cognitive warfare to the interfering conservative, because conservative people are more anti-CCP even before the COVID-19, right? So they need to change these people and try to tie these people with economic things, with scandals, to CCP. you know, always using this kind of things to blackmail the good people. And so Mao's Guo is not individual. He, even Guo Wengui is not his real name. He has many passports, he has many names, and he's a professional agent. And why he can reveal some darkness about CCP? Because what he's talking about is Xi Jinping's domestic opponent. Those people poses the potential threat to Xi's tyranny, and Xi used Guo to release some information scandals about those people overseas. Xi have the excuse to clean those people. That's why now Xi has already concentrated all his power. This is traditional Chinese emperor's tactics.
Yes.
So Guo is a very evil person. And yeah, he cheat people, he make money. That is very common about CCP's agents. They also want to make some profits, and they also can get some fundings from CCP to support their operations.
Yeah, well, so that's interesting, because as Dr. Yin talks, just go back and take a look at Jack Ma's history, okay? How he's been back to the re-education camp two or three times, right? And he has to come back and apologize and bow down to the emperor, right? In terms of saving his back end. So you got about a minute left here. And so what I want just to recap for your audience here is Dr. Yin is giving you insight in terms of a real life story. This isn't just social media fun and games and posts and such and likes and other things, okay? What she's conveying and what Lube Media and others are conveying to you are real life truths about the evils of the CCP. And for American Conservative Party and the Democratic Party, you dang well better be paying close attention to what's happening here, because they infiltrate by these different networks in a variety of different fashions, okay? And we already know they're trying to upset this next election here. And from my perspective, I think we already have a Manchurian president, a compromised president, and Joe Biden and his son, okay? But that's another time for another story. Dr. Yin and I will continue these discussions. We look forward to it. I'm here in the NASA Security Hour to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I will go outside of the fog of the daily chaos to give you a strategic perspective on national security issues and speak truth to power, the power of we the people, so we together with folks like Dr. Yin can best ensure the resilience and security of a republic. Thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America.